Welcome back, folks, to Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, the RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded for Tom Lacovera Stewart and Laurie Anderson. This is on resurrectherepublic.com, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, and we're your special hosts today, Rudy and Aaron Davis of the Year of Jubilee website. We want to remind you that Thomas Lacovera is moving to Arizona, and we're just filling in for him today, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. I also wanted to let you know this is the most music I've listened to since 9/11. I've been researching the whole time, and the only CD I've been listening to is Don't Tread on Me by Gucciani or Gucciarano.
He's got some good songs.
Wow, that CD is amazing, and I highly recommend it. It's great music, and it'll really lift your patriotic, liberty-loving spirits.
Amen, amen. I think before the break, we were covering the case of Jeffrey Winehouse, and we're going to take some callers here in a little bit, but I wanted to quickly get you the highlights of Jeffrey Winehouse, although there is a complete website where you can dig into all the details. Jeffrey Winehouse is a friend of ours. We speak to him often. We also speak to his wife. He's got beautiful children that love him and miss him. He's been sitting in prison for, I think, 7 years now, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol tried to kill him. They shot him four times at point-blank range with .40 caliber hollow-point bullets. The bullets bounced off his head and went through his chest. The Lord saved his life. Jeffrey Winehouse was exposing corruption for 15 years. That's why they called him the Bulletin Man, because he was putting out the bulletin exposing corruption in his community. He ran for sheriff, and he believed he won the race, but they flipped the vote totals, and they targeted him. He became a targeted individual. You say, why was he with the police out there in that field? Well, it wasn't like Jeffrey Winehouse hunted them down. The police called Jeffrey and said, Jeffrey, we confiscated your computers. Meet us out at this weird location out by a field by a gas station, and we will give your computers back. And he went to go pick up his computers. He went. Jeffrey was looking for friends to go with him. He didn't really trust them, but he said, well, hey, I'm going to go anyway. I'm going to believe in the Lord. He was praying before he went. He had a camera that recorded the whole thing. That's why I recommend you go to YouTube and look up the video, The Government Hit on Jeffrey Winehouse by Gavin Syme. Gavin Syme did a wonderful job of identifying how they tried to murder Jeffrey Winehouse that day. The whole thing was caught on camera. So not only that, but then after they tried to kill him and he didn't die, matter of fact, the police officer said when they were carrying Jeff's body to the ambulance, his body sat up, and I believe the words were, it was an eerie thing to see. Well, that's just God Almighty saving the life of one of his children, and we praise God for Jeffrey Winehouse. But Jeffrey Winehouse has been sitting in a hellhole in a, I think it's a Eastern Reception Diagnostic Correctional Center. And so we pray for Jeffrey. The other thing I wanted to share is, now, this is going to be one of those outlandish things that I'm going to say, and you're not going to believe me until you go look it up yourself. Even Jeffrey's lawyer is trying to use this fact to get Jeffrey out of jail because it never should have been done in the first place. Here's my outlandish statement about Jeffrey Winehouse. Did you know they put a shock collar on him during the trial? They bought it specifically for Jeffrey. The warning label said that it will make you piss and defecate yourself if they hit the button. And Jeffrey was told, if you say anything out of line, we will hit the button and we will electrocute you during the course of the trial. Does that sound like the American judicial system that you're putting your faith and confidence in? Jeffrey has often quotes this statement. He says, the only power the judicial system has in America is the faith and confidence of the people. Well, if that's the only power they have, they shouldn't have any power at all. They have railroaded Jeffrey, and they've put a shock collar on him. They've sent him to prison. They've recently given him instructions that his letters or his voice will not be able to be received out of the prison. Matter of fact, I read a letter from Jeffrey onto YouTube, and Jeffrey suffered the repercussions of that. Keep in mind the sequence of events. Jeffrey writes a letter in prison, mails it to me. I read it onto YouTube, which is my right to do, and they put Jeffrey in the hole because I read a letter on YouTube. So that's the kind of situation that we're dealing with. We are truly dealing with some severe evil in this country, and we need to understand the judicial system and exactly how bad it has gotten. So the last thing that I want to say about Jeffrey before we go on to the caller is there was an eyewitness who saw Jeffrey that day. The eyewitness is Marty Leach. I want you to go to YouTube and type in these three words. Eyewitness Marty Leach, L-E-A-C-H. I want you to hear the words that Marty uses to describe the shooting. He said Jeffrey definitely did not have a gun in his hand. He said Jeffrey was murdered, set up, executed, shot while he was going down. There was even two FBI agents at the scene. And as bad as I don't like the FBI, even they in their deposition would not say Jeffrey had a gun in his hand. They said that they didn't see a gun in his hand. The only people that did is the two people who shot him, Scott Mertens and Sergeant Henry Folsom. We're going to continue to call them out. We want them to be held accountable, and we want Jeffrey to be reunited with his children. We will not be quiet about Jeffrey Winehouse. I pray you are not either. Go to his website, freejeffnow.com. And thank you for letting me share the story of Jeffrey Winehouse. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have Chris in Las Vegas, and I believe you're on the show, sir.
Why, thank you so much, Rudy. I feel like I know you already. I've heard you several times on Tom's show, maybe as replays. But I am like Jeffrey Winehouse, a dead man walking, who they tried to murder here in Las Vegas for being an advocate against the criminal government.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Chris. You're kind of breaking up on the phone. I don't know if it's our side or your side, but our prayers are with you, brother. It sounds like you're a targeted individual.
Absolutely, I am. That's correct. What you described when they tried to lure Jeffrey Winehouse with the scam that they had their computer, they were going to give him back, he showed up, is called gaslighting, going back to the old Alfred Hitchcock movie. This is what they did to me whenever they tried to pretend, the FBI that is, that they were going to take evidence against the county's crimes against me, attempted murder, armed robbery, grand theft auto, extortion, racketeering, felony oppression under color of law, egregious abuse of governmental force. I can go on and on and on, but... Jeffrey Winehouse case is obviously a very critical one, just like Lavoy Finicum, like Tom Lacabera, like Schaefer Cox. I've heard your stories about Schaefer Cox.
Amen, Chris. Amen, Chris. It sounds like you have a burden in your heart, too. These men are not just men in a Southern Poverty Law Center article. They're not just men in a mainstream demonization piece. They are men with families. They are our brothers. And we're not going anywhere, and I'm with you, Chris, so we're going to shout out their names every chance we get, and we're going to shout out the names of the evildoers who lied and did corrupt activities to unjustly incarcerate them.
Hey, Chris, how did you get out of their grasp?
Well, thanks to the creator and help from some of my friends, some of them on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Carol up in Idaho, Jack McClam's former secretary, Lori helped some. There's some other people that helped also because I'd been a pro bono advocate assisting people in like situations before I was snared into these traps of the synagogue of Satan and these principalities of evil. And I had always maintained my innocence. I would never take a deal to the very end. And eventually I told people that the truth, facts, and law prevailed, that I would eventually be exonerated, and that proved out to be exactly so.
Good job. Praise God. Praise God.
It sounds like you're a man who does not compromise, and that's exactly what the Lord's looking for. We need to always give the glory to the Lord, and you just did. And also, the Bible tells us if we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. We're going to trust in the Lord and move forward. And praise God for you, Chris, who does not compromise. And you mentioned Carol. I just want to throw a shout out to her. We love Carol. That's Officer Jack McLam's secretary. She is a brave, mighty woman of God.
Oh, she sent me letters while I was proving my competency up in the Lakes Crossing Center up in Sparks, Nevada, 400 miles plus away from my then place I was maintaining an abode in Las Vegas, trying to isolate me from my friends, as they frequently do, as a tactic of psycho-political warfare by Kenneth Goff, as illustrated in the pamphlet called Brainwashing by Lavrenty Beria, the former head of the Soviet KGB, who knows a thing or two about brainwashing, which is exactly what they're doing to Jeffrey Winehouse, Schaefer Cox, and other patriot, liberty-minded lovers of freedom here in America that love the ideas, the culture of Americanism, of being free people who are able to make their own determinations and don't need a nanny state to look over them and tell them whether they got to get injections for infection or got to have their grass cut 6 inches high or whatever other kind of insane, maniacal concepts they conjure up.
You're my kind of man, Chris. You mentioned Laurentia Beria, if I'm not mistaken. He was Stalin's henchman. One of his famous quotes was, "You show me the man and I'll find you the crime." I believe what they've done, Chris, is they've looked across America and they have identified America's best and brightest. I want everyone to think about what if they had found Chris Ann Hall before she became popular and had thrown her in jail and robbed us of her liberty message that she's promoting. That's what they've done with Schaefer Cox. That's what they've done with Russell Landers, Charles Dyer. David Hinkson was going to I think David Hinkson would have given all of humanity some of the blessings that he has developed with his inventions that he said the Lord gave him. So I believe that these wicked doers, they've looked across the landscape and they've identified the best and the brightest and they have thrown them in prison on trumped up false charges. But what they didn't count on is that the Bible commands us to remember our brothers in bonds, and those Christians out here that are called to stand up, we will make ourselves very loud and very noisy, and they will suffer justice like a mighty river raining down from God if they don't let our brothers go.
May the Lord rebuke them.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. Eric, the Freedom Screamer on CourtroomWatchObserver.com, he frequently quotes Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up against the evildoers? Who will stand for me against the principalities of evil? Something to that effect. I can't quote verbatim now, but it's a very powerful saying. And this is what we're fighting against: the synagogue of Satan, its minions, these people who go along blindly following orders that they know are criminally illegal and unlawful. This is unfortunate that our country has got to this state of affairs of abject ignorance and lack of knowledge of what the true law and the founder's intents and the creator's intents for his country on these lands that are belong to him forever and around the world and the planet.
Amen, Chris. Amen. You speak as a man of understanding and a wise man. And if you want to stay in touch after the show is over, my phone number and email address is at the top of the page of yearofjubilee.com. I can tell by the names that you mentioned, Carol and Officer Jack McLam, and some of the other things that you said, that we have a very similar outlook on this world. So thank you for what you got to say. I'll let you have the last word. We've got another caller, but anything else you'd like to share with us? And also, I want to say, Chris, if you get a chance to review the website, Year of Jubilee, and we're collecting political prisoners on our website, if you have any advice or counsel, don't hesitate to send me an email and we'd be sure to consider it.
We will absolutely confer privately via telephone. I don't have email right now because they've hack attacked my computer, so I'm limited on my ability to communicate in that respect because the country or the county and the state and the federal government have deemed me to be a terrorist, although they are the terrorists to truth, liberty, and freedom. Thank you. God bless America. God bless you guys. God bless the Republic Radio Station, and carry on and keep up the cause of freedom burning bright for everyone. Thank you.
Amen. You too, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. That was Chris from Las Vegas. We appreciate his phone call. We're going to get to another phone call, Murr in Wisconsin, but I wanted to bring up another topic before we go to Murr in Wisconsin. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name right, but I wanted to bring up this topic of Communication Management Unit. If you have not been made aware of the secret prisons you have never heard of, go to the YouTube and type in that phrase, the secret prisons you have never heard of. And what Chris and I were just talking about doing, let's not take that for granted. You know what we just talked about doing? Something very simple. It's very human. The Lord made us to communicate with one another, and that is fellowship and give counsel to one another, talk to one another. You guys might not have done it in a long time because you've been staring at your iPhones for so long. But the Lord tells us to communicate with each other. The devil hates it. Satan hates it when we get together and communicate and talk to one another. That's why he's created these secret prisons that he's put the best and brightest in. That's why Schaefer is in a secret, illegal, unethical hellhole called the Communications Management Unit, because Schaefer was putting out so much truth and exposing the Department of Justice prosecutors, the same prosecutors who got a false conviction on Senator Ted Stevens. Their names are, by the way, Joseph Bottini, Stephen Scrocky, Yvonne Lemoree, and Attorney General Karen Loeffler. All four of those individuals are wicked doers that lied to advance their own career to put Schaefer Cox in prison. But go check out that we have illegal secret prisons on American soil that they put charismatic prisoners that have inspirational messages.
They were going to put the Bundys in there. I have no doubt that was their plan all along.
But God Almighty saw something different, and when we stand up, the Bible says, "You have not because you ask not." And just like the unjust judge in the book of Luke The widow kept bothering him and bothering him and bothering him. We're gonna raise our voices and shine some light on these wicked doers, and we're gonna proclaim the glory of God. And I believe God will answer our prayers. But let's get to the next caller, Murr in Wisconsin. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, it's a ma'am.
Yeah, you're on the air, ma'am. Sorry about that.
You two are so amazing. Bless your hearts. I love to hear you. I didn't want to interrupt that. You could go on for 2 weeks, let alone 2 hours. Amazing.
There's a lot of political prisoners to talk about. We could go on for hours. You're absolutely right.
I have a couple points. The first one was Lori Anderson is Tom's co-host, Lorri. And I don't know if she's moving. She may be, but his wife's name is Lori, Laurie. And I know he'd want that clarified if that was the case.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been so wrapped up, I didn't notice.
No,
I apologize.
No one did. And in fact, when you came on Michael Herzog's, and you did it so quickly, you two, about the James Wesley Howe that...
Yes, I remember that.
Listening to. Yeah, and I had called... Well, I hadn't called him. I had emailed Michael, and... He was right on it, and you two were right there. But in his description on the website, for the radio at the time, he had put Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. So, and I thought so, too, until I heard your voice. I'm like, oh, no, that's not the Aaron. It's E-R-I-N. So, anyway, I'm pretty sure it's Laurie, his wife, that's moving. And I don't know if Lori Anderson's moving, but I don't think so. But anyway,
you're
just
probably
that.
Right.
No, you're, yeah, thank you for keeping us honest, and you're absolutely right. And I think Tom was under such a chaotic, he's doing so many things that we got just a blurb from him, and we were so grateful to get on the air and to talk about political prisoners. But thank you for any corrections or any additional information, because we don't want to lift up Tom in prayer. I hope he lands on his feet and can manage to restart the program as soon as possible.
Hey, Mara, I wondered if you heard the story in WorldNet Daily this week about Bibles not being allowed in prisoners' solitary confinement cells.
Wow. No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is litigating that case, and I just wanted everybody to be aware of that case.
Wow. Well, it makes it all the more important to send a... Can they get postcards in solitary?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they can. You have to check with every prison to see their rules, because they're different all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see Tom's still on your list, so we know that's not right, but that's okay. We all know that. But resurrecttherepublic.chatango.com, another listener set up for Tom, and we're in there putting links in. And cool. Different things you're talking about, and I can't possibly keep up with it all, but I was going to say you could have kept Chris on. There's room for both of us on here.
But, a great thing that people can do, everybody always wants to know how they can help, and there's all kinds of different ways to help. You know, some people who just have a few minutes here and there, if they post links, important links, under YouTube channels or under YouTube videos, underneath... Facebook posts, even just posting informative links helps other people research. And that's where it all starts out with, is researching different cases and valuable information.
Yes, it does. I spend a lot of time in fasting and prayer. We're about to go to a break.
Amen. I think we're about to go to a break, but I love your comment on fasting and prayer. Let's pick that up when we get back from the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcasts. Oh, I tell you what, I had a chance to call in real quick and listen to Rudy and Aaron Davis, who are absolute wonderful naturals. I want all of you to reach out. If you like the content that you're hearing today, I want you to reach out and go to the Year of Jubilee with 1E.com and let them know that you appreciate their hard work. Amazing, amazing broadcast today, and I can't thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am in Arizona. I'm safe. I thank you for your prayers, and I'm in a noisy location. I just wanted to call in and say thank you to Rudy and Aaron for everything that they're doing for the political prisoners, and to let them know, you guys out there in the listening audience, let them know how much you want them to be a regular part of Resurrect the Republic, because I sure do. God bless both of you.
Safe travels, Tom.
Hey, Tom, we love you, brother, and it's good to hear your voice, and thank you for the encouraging words. You have put a whole lot of work into building a platform that gets the truth out, and we want to use it for the kingdom of God, and we want these prisoners to go free. And thank God Almighty that you didn't give up when they took your YouTube channel down, brother.
Amen.
Oh, that's you know what? That lets you know that you're doing something right. So I'm not going to take away from this broadcast. I'm going to jump off and let you do what you do. It's an awesome show. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Folks, if you want to support this broadcast, you can go to resurrectorepublic.com. You know our PayPal link is there. You can help us out, because we are, anything that we get from our donations are going into this media effort. You have my word on that, and advocation for these political prisoners and bringing you the news of federal usurpation and
this satanic system that seems to be rising up against so many wonderful people around this country. So anyway, I'm going to give it back to you guys. God bless you, and thank you, Rudy and Aaron.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Thank you so much.
That was Tom Lacovera at gmail.com. If you want to send him a donation at his PayPal link, we really appreciate the platform he's built here, and I know it hasn't been easy at all for him to do.
Amen. Amen.
I think he was doing it on a cell phone from a halfway house.
I think, you know, we used to have this saying when I went to work, that this guy, he graduated from West Point. And we said, this guy did more by 8 o'clock in the morning than the rest of us did all day. But when it comes to Tom Lacovera Stewart, it's like he did more on a cell phone from a halfway house than the rest of us did with 10 computers on with our freedom.
Yeah, right.
So he really is an inspirational guy, and we love him, and we have very much appreciated his advocacy for Patriot political prisoners.
I think we should also quickly call out Pastor Wiley Drake. We were going to talk about fasting and praying here. He's a political prisoner supporter, has been for many, many years. He's also an original birther. And if anybody wants to reach out to him for prayers and support, he knows the Patriot political prisoner. So I guess you could call it the tribulation. And his number is 714-865-8132. He's located in California, so he's on Pacific time. He does another radio show every day, like a TV show on video every day, and he's great support to political prisoners.
You know, a lot of times we'll get a phone call from a political prisoner, and they just want to talk to somebody about their case. They want somebody to pray with them. They want somebody to give counsel, and they need somebody that understands how wicked the system is. And I want to give that number to Pastor Wiley Drake again, because Pastor Wiley Drake has been a blessing to us. We can't receive every phone call that comes in, and Pastor Wiley Drake has helped share some of that load. And his phone number is 714-865-8132. Call him up and tell him Aaron and Rudy sent you, and that you want to ask how you can pray. He'll pray with you. The guy's a powerful prayer warrior, and he'll have ideas about how you can help get whatever story out you want to get out. So we praise God. He's also ran a homeless ministry, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say about his homeless ministry out there in California. I found it really crazy that they tried, and I guess successfully shut it down, where that's a state where they welcome refugees or invasion, I want to call it, immigrants, illegal immigrants, and they have sanctuary cities, and, it's a big Democratic place. They call it the left coast sometimes, but they shut down his homeless ministry and gave him a really hard
time. They tried to throw him in jail.
Yeah, they did.
But he's standing and giving God the glory, and we praise God for his voice as well. I don't want to leave our phone calls if there are any. I know that the lady on the phone before was bringing up the topic of prayer and fasting, and I certainly want to talk about that. Oh, very good. Mer, did you want to mention the importance of prayer and fasting?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I also wanted to say that we don't have to accept choices offered us. We can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. Now, I'm out in nature, and I tried to make myself sign on to Google, for the YouTube comments, and then I do see others get shadow banned anyway. It seems to be on this continent in particular, because there were others from Africa and whatever that could read the comments, but not here. But not just that, I don't have a cell phone. All I have is this laptop, and it takes up way too much of my time. But I think it's important right now, having the internet, to share as much as we can in that way. But I also went for a 2-hour walk barefoot yesterday. So, we need to do more of that and just break away from the mudstream media altogether and let it collapse of its own weight. The movies, music, everything. I even put in something here about Zimbardo and that movie and how it shortchanged what really happened,
Amen. How it stopped. I'm a big advocate for walking barefoot around the lake and in the woods. Praise God, Mer. I think we're coming up on a radio commercial break, but thank you for sharing that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And time is of the essence to flood the phone lines for Schaefer Cox.
Time is of the essence to flood the phone lines for Schaefer Cox. I think many of you guys have been calling the Supreme Court. We know they're not the Supreme Court. God Almighty has the Supreme Court. But Schaefer Cox has a hearing tomorrow. It's a private hearing. If just 4 out of 9 justices vote in the right way or make a decision in Schaefer's favor, his case will continue to go forward. So please, please lift up that in your prayers. And that information about calling the Supreme Court is where, Aaron? Is it on Facebook page?
It's on the Facebook page, Free Schaefer Cox.
Amen. I want to use the last few minutes that we have during this hour. We do have one other phone line that I do want to get to, and we will get to you, caller. But I wanted to go through some of the names of these political prisoners to make sure you guys hear those names and at least give the highlights. And all of this information is on our website. But, you know, I mentioned earlier that I hated the FBI. Some of you guys might not like to hear me say that. You probably cringe. But if you investigate the case of a man by the name of Leonard Peltier, there was an FBI agent that came out in the open. He was a whistleblower. His name is Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan said that the primary purpose of the FBI is to squelch political dissent. That means they are protecting the establishment and putting down political dissidents. He said, as a former FBI agent, that was their primary purpose. What did they do in the case of Jeffrey Winehouse, who was running for office and sheriff? They squelched political dissent. What did they do with Schaefer Cox? They squelched political dissent. I am here to tell you they have interfered in the free and fair elections of this country, and leadership that we would have had as a blessing and it represented true biblical liberty, they have put it down and called it domestic terrorism, and they have unjustly incarcerated our brothers. But what they intended for evil, God will use for good. I want to go through some of these names, Aaron, and help me remember important items if I miss anything. I think I have mentioned Charles Dyer, July 4th Patriot, a veteran who has seen active combat. He has seen his fellow veterans die in his arms. He also had a prisoner friend of his die in his arms in prison. Charles Dyer has been through absolute hell. Everything they convicted him of, took him three tries, is a heinous lie. There's a document called Operation Floodlight. We have done many interviews with his mother, and she is his biggest supporter. Please don't turn your back on Charles Dyer. He is a veteran, and he loves his country, and he needs to hear from you. Write him a letter and tell him you love him. Tell him you have not forgot about him. Russell Dean Landers was with Montana Freeman. There's been books written about the Montana Freeman. You can find it, Pat Shannon. Pat Shannon is one of the authors. I think another author is Mark Emery, or maybe it's Chris Emery. I could be mistaken, but I believe the last name is Emery. That book is on our website, so even though the author's name is escaping me, look up Russell Dean Landers. He's been in prison for over 22 years, and he didn't hurt anybody, and he was the Bundys before the Bundys. I can tell you from reading the letters of Russell Landers, he is a strong Christian brother in the Lord. Brother Will and Miss B and Therese also communicate with Russell. You know why they communicate with Russell? Not only because they want to and they realize that Russell is a strong brother in the Lord.
We can't.
But yours truly, my wife and I, have been banned. The wardens at these hellhole prisons have told my wife and I that, yo, verily, you shall not communicate with anybody at my prison. Well, to hell with you, warden. You're an evil, wicked doer, and we're going to lift up our brothers in prayers. Even if you don't allow us to communicate with them, we will lift them up in prayers. And so we think it's terrible and illegal, the fact they have banned us from sending letters into prison, but they have not banned you. Your letters will make it. So please, you take advantage of your ability to communicate with your brother before they take it away like they took ours away. One person that we can speak to and communicate with is Bryce Matthew Quellar,
otherwise known as Fisher of Men on YouTube.
He has YouTube channels that are bigger than most Nevada television stations. He's the one who made popular the idea that Michelle Obama is a man. The Secret Service came and visited him at his house. They SWAT-teamed his apartment. They SWAT-teamed his brother's apartment. They threatened to throw his brother in prison, and they SWAT-teamed his mother's apartment. He did not listen to them and take down any video. He still has those videos up, and he is now sitting in a Nevada maximum security prison. What's the biggest crime that Bryce Quellar did before they came after him? He rode his bicycle on the wrong side of the sidewalk.
Insane.
Bryce Quellar is a very bright, very talented, very brave. One thing I can say about Bryce, the man's got courage, and he's a young man, and he should not be sitting in a maximum security prison, and he possibly could get out the later this year or early next year.
Hope so.
But he was put in prison for exercising his freedom of speech. He did not threaten anybody specifically, and yet, when I think of the case of Bryce Quellar, there's an adopted son of Ronald Reagan. I believe his name was Michael Reagan. Go look this up.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Reagan threatens the life of Mark Dice. You guys might remember Mark Dice. He's a YouTube famous dude. He was mailing out letters to the troops telling them the truth about 9/11. Michael Reagan said that Mark Dice should be put in front of a firing squad and killed. Did Michael Reagan get sent to a maximum security prison in Las Vegas, Nevada? No. He can say what he wants to. They can say they want to kill us, but if we say we're going to defend ourselves with our God-given rights and our firearms, which are our God-given rights to defend ourselves, we go to prison.
Just like a dandelion.
Everybody has the right to self-defense. Ed and Elaine Brown have been in prison for over 10 years. They've been fighting from behind bars to put a message out. The monster that they stood up to was the IRS. They stood up to the IRS. There was an eight-month peaceful standoff. The feds went in, the FBI. They arrested both Elaine and Ed. They've been sitting in prison with two of their supporters. Let's not forget Jason Gerhard, who is a very brave man, and Daniel Riley. At Jason Gerhard's trial, at his sentencing phase, he gave this speech. He looked around the courtroom, and the judge said, "You have a chance to say a few words before I sentence you. What would you like to say?"
Talk about not compromising.
You talk about no compromising. Jason Gerhard looked around the audience. He said, I would like to, first and foremost, I would like to apologize to the victims of my crime. I sincerely feel regret to all the victims. And then he paused. There was a long, pregnant pause as he looked around the courtroom and everybody was staring at him as wondering what he's going to say. And then he said, excuse me, only a fool would throw me in prison. There is no victim to my crime. And he said that just before sentencing. I think the judge gave him something like 20 years in prison. His release date is March the 19th of 2025. He's been in prison for over 10 years already. Jason Gerhard went to help Ed and Elaine Brown because he felt it was the right thing to do. And for his trouble, he has spent the last 10 years in prison. Let's not forget him. He is a bold and bright, courageous patriot. And I pray that you write him a letter with the address that you find on Year of Jubilee. The next man I want to talk about, before I leave Jason, I think Aaron wants to say something.
Well, Daniel Riley, he's written, he's informed us a lot about the DiMaia case that was decided by Gorsuch. He was the tiebreaker, I guess, in the
Supreme Court
SCOTUS decision last month. It's the DiMaia case, and there's already been a lot of prisoners that have been set free in the using the DiMaia case.
Yeah, D-I-M-A-Y-A, and Daniel Riley is a Renaissance man. Daniel Riley also falls into the category with Jason Gerhard as not compromising and having courage that will make a grown man cry. Daniel Riley stood up for Ed and Elaine Brown when nobody else would, and for his trouble, he has spent 10 years in prison. We have talked to Daniel Riley every Friday for like the last 6 months or so.
He sent us a beautiful painting that he painted in prison, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Daniel to write something on the 10th Amendment. I think that amendment is overlooked quite a bit, and we really need to take another look at the 10th Amendment. And I bet you Daniel would be the best person to do that.
Daniel Riley is an incredibly articulate and well-educated man when it comes to the Constitution of the United States. I definitely advise and advocate that you go to his webpage and look at some of the letters that he's written from prison. When we say that they have incarcerated unjustly the best and brightest in America, Daniel Riley is in that list. I mean, we are serious about that. This man should not be in prison. He would have been a blessing to America. And he still is a blessing to America, don't get me wrong, but we want him to be reunited with his family and out of that hellhole.
And thanks to the DiMaia decision, he should be out within 6 months. Praise God.
Amen. We hope that's the case, and we certainly pray that that's the case. A lot of times we hear that these prisoners are going to get out, and then the evildoers make some sort of judicial movement and try to block it. But we're going to lift up the God Almighty every step of the way. If we're doing this for any other purpose other than to glorify the Lord, it's all vanity. And so we understand that the Bible is our instruction book. It is our guidebook, and that's how we're going to move forward. And we always give glory to the Lord in everything that happens. And so when these prisoners walk out of prison, you can thank the lawyer. You can thank the people that advocated. You can thank the people who donated. You certainly can thank them, and you should. But don't ever forget to point your eyes and point your hands and your fingers at Jesus and say, Jesus did that. And Jesus got those people out of prison. That's the important part. Aaron, did you want to say anything else about Todd Engle?
I wanted to say that Mike Emery is due out next week, and we hope there's a big welcoming crew outside the prison when he walks out those doors. We would be there for him if we could, but it's just a little bit too far for us.
Amen, amen. Anything else about Todd Engle? I know Todd Engle is working on this. You know, we talked about whistleblowers earlier in the program and how important that is. If you work for the FBI, you work for the BLM, you work for the CIA, you work for the Department of Justice, you work for the Bureau of Prisons, shame on you, first of all. Shame on you for taking money to incarcerate and traffic innocent human beings. But if you see any nefarious activity, and I'm going to go through some prisoners that used to work for the FBI that wrote books that talk about the nefarious activities of drug running within the CIA and FBI performing hits on each other and American citizens. If you work for them and you are aware of criminal behavior and you're not telling anybody, shame on you. That you need to speak up and use the voice that God has given you. But in Todd Engle's case, Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, there is a whistleblower named Wooten. We need to pray for his life. So many times these whistleblowers, Richard Taus is a whistleblower that I'm going to talk about a little bit later. He spent the last 30 years in prison, I believe. But regardless, no matter the consequences, you got to do what's right, and you got to trust in the Lord no matter what happens. And so, Aaron, Todd Engle has a whistleblower named Wooten, and I think his lawyer, Mark Markowitz, is working to get that deposition, which will be blockbuster and continue to reveal the evildoers more so than they've ever been revealed. Is that true?
Yeah, it's the Wooten memo, and it's going to make the first Wooten memo look like a bedtime story. They're saying it's nuclear, and it really exposes a lot of corruption that goes on with the prosecution and behind the scenes with the, I guess, the EPA, BLM prosecution, all the exculpatory evidence that wasn't presented. And it will affect all the guys who took plea deals. One of them was Jerry DeLumis, who got 8 years for nothing. And we're really praying for Warren Markowitz to expose the Wooten memo, get it a deposition for it. I know there was a successful fundraiser last weekend. We want to shout out thank you to everyone who donated and prayed for the Todd Engel defense Markowitz to depose Wooten.
You know, you've heard us mention the name Todd Engel. Was it Mark or Michael Emery?
Mike
Emery. I'm going to mention the name Lonnie and Karen Vernon. Go buy yourself some postcards, blank postcards. You can get a cheap postcard stamp. I think postcard stamps, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's 17 cents. 17 cents, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. You can mail a postcard that says, we love you, we care about you, we know you're innocent, you have not been forgotten, and that postcard will deliver light into a prisoner's day. Lonnie Vernon and Karen Vernon, Karen Vernon would be like your grandmother who bakes a homemade banana nut bread cake. Lonnie Vernon was a trucker before he got involved in all this. They said that he's a domestic terrorist trying to kill a judge. I don't believe it for a heartbeat. I have an audio where Lonnie Vernon says, I don't want to hurt anybody. But they were going after him with the IRS. He was involved with Schaefer Cox, and they've now put him in prison for a very long period of time, along with his wife. I think it's horrific what they did to Lonnie and Karen Vernon. One of the most appreciative prisoners I've ever written to in my life was a letter I received. Okay, let's go ahead and get the caller in right now. We want to make sure we take the caller. Let's go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, Rudy.
Yes, sir.
I basically called for one reason, and that was to get your website. But I just want to bear witness to the political prisoners that they are really political prisoners out there. I've been locked up for political and religious free speech 34 times. I kept count. But
wow.
In my case, I actually got a break. Because the first seven times, they hit me with the mental weapon, the mental institution, and they will take you right up from the street. No judge, no jury. They'll call you mental. You're a threat to yourself and others. Put you in 4 points, forced drug injections. Finally, I got a righteous judge to give me an exoneration, and she let me out the seventh time for writ of habeas corpus. And then they just started doing jail. Then they started, you know, basically bitch slapping me, you know, every time I would do a political letter. But
hey, brother, you mentioned 4 points, and you're not the first person who's told me that. I've been told by a prison guard that they're not supposed to do that over a 24-hour period. Can you talk a little bit about four-point shackling and how long you've seen that go on?
Oh, yeah, well, that's pretty common, and when you really get them upset, especially these psychologists, these psychiatrists, they're not psychologists, they got drugs. They can hit you with drugs, but basically what 4 points is they bind you, but the way they bind you, so that your blood is cut off, and there's extreme amount of pain when they twist your joints and they contort your body so that you basically go numb, and that's painful. But the real painful part is when they come in after a couple hours and they release you. That pain, that's something else. When that blood goes back in, that's incredible. But that's pretty common, 4 points. It's like behavior modification, that type of thing. They just don't like, you know, you're not thinking right. You ain't got your mind right, boy. And so they'll hit you with that. And then they'll hit you with cocktails of drugs, really hideous drugs, absolutely unbelievable. They can almost snap your mind. In fact, the only way I was able to even keep control of my mind when they hit me is I just kept my eyes right to the throne room of the Lord.
Praise God, brother.
Yeah. But anyways, the reason why I called is you keep talking about your website, and you never give it. So how can people get a hold of you, Rudy and Aaron? Davis?
You bet.
Davis? Is that it?
You bet. Rudy Davis, and brother, you have just said a tremendous amount of things that people need to research, and a lot of those prisoners that have gone through that four-point shackling are on our website. Our website, sir, is Year of Jubilee. Y-E-A-R, Year of, O-F, Jubilee spelled with one E, just like the King James Bible, Jubilee.com, yearofjubilee.com. Check it out. Give me counsel. My phone number and my email address are right at the top of the page, and we encourage people to check out that website. When we say that there's political prisoners, as you know, brother, a lot of people don't believe us, and we're like, are you kidding me? Look at our website. We got their testimonies. We got proof. Some of these people are provably innocent, and they never got a fair day in trial, and we're going to advocate for their freedom. And when you talk about four-point shackling, you're not the first person that's told me about that. I believe they are torturing people in these hellhole prisons, and we have many evidence to back that up. One piece of evidence that I would recommend everybody look at is there's a video on YouTube called Hakeem Abdul Shaheed, Lest I Be Forgotten. Hakeem Abdul Shaheed, he talks about torture inside of Marion Prison, and we should not allow this to go on inside the United States of America.
Yeah, the yearofjubilee.com. Thank you so
much. Yes, sir. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded, for Thomas Lacovara Stewart and Laurie Anderson.
You know, thank you guys. I want to thank the callers that called in. I want to thank Tom Lacovera-Stewart for having this platform for political prisoners. You know, a prisoner wrote me back. He had been in prison several months. Nobody had ever written him. I was the first person to write him a letter, and I'll never forget the phrase that he used. He said, "Thank you for having a heart that cares." That phrase will stick with me forever. For anyone listening, and this touches you because you know these men and women in prison are real human beings. They're your brothers and your sisters. I want to thank you for having a heart that cares. I want to mention a few names in whatever time we have left before the hour ends, and I want to thank you for attending today and having a heart that cares. Yuri Von Call is the son of Gordon Call. Yuri Von Call is the son of the most dangerous man in America. He was a dirt farmer in 1983. Yuri Von Call, hold on just 1 second. It's a live broadcast and my phone is interrupting it. But Yuri Von Call has been in prison 35 years. They shot at him. He never got a fair trial. And then we also have Scott Fall. Scott Fall was the friend of Gordon Call. Gordon Call was the most dangerous man in America in 1983. He was a dirt farmer. There's a movie called Death and Taxes, the story of Gordon Call. I suggest you go find it and watch it. There's also Mike and Pat Parsons. They're a couple that believes in self-sufficiency. He built his own house. He raised his own animals. They put him and his wife in prison on entrapment charges. There's a man by the name of David Hinkson. I refer to him as America's most provably innocent political prisoner. He's in prison for 15 years for the testimony of one man named Elvin Joe Swisher. Megyn Kelly, and she's not my hero or anything, but just go look at a piece that she did on Elvin Joe Swisher. Elvin Joe Swisher wore a fake Purple Heart. He waved a fake DD-214 in front of the jury, and he testified that that David Hinkson told him to murder somebody. And because of his lies, because of Elvin Joe Swisher's lies, and his credibility has been ruined up one side and down the other, David Hinkson sits in prison today. David Hinkson, I could talk for hours and do a whole show just on him. He's got great medical inventions that the world needs to hear and needs to know about, and he's also got great motor invention. If you've ever read the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, there's a motor in that book called the Galt Motor. I think David Hinkson may have invented it, but we need to get him out of prison so he can continue his operations. There's also another man by the name of Free Laser. Free Laser has spent 30 years in prison for defending his own house. Somebody busted down the door, knocked the hinges off the door, came at him with a meat cleaver. He shot the man, and he died. He didn't, you know, it was a self-defense shooting. He spent 35 years in prison as a self-defense shooting. He was known as Buddy Holly Jr., and he was a musician before they put him in a hellhole prison in California. There was a military man, I believe he was in the Army, worked with electronics, named Gary Northington. Gary Northington has sat in prison since 1987. Gary Northington was advocated for by Officer Jack McLam, and we communicate with Gary Northington. We're running out of time. Don't forget Richard Taus, and don't forget to look on Year of Jubilee and advocate for these prisoners. Thank you for having a heart that cares. God bless everyone of you.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as
as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.